Wow. Thank you both for your enthusiasm and explaining these valuable programs. As you can see, the future of research really depends on your voice. If you want to impact research, now is your chance. Now, as this is our 35th anniversary, for many of you, IDF has always been there. I look around, and some of you weren't even born when we were incorporated. So, you know, don't take us for granted. Please know that it is your organization, and truly not to be taken for granted. We've made incredible progress because of the many volunteers, both patients and researchers and physicians, nurses, everybody, who have joined us. Your participation and involvement in IDF's activities are absolutely essential if we are to make an even greater impact on these diseases and the patients and families living with them. Now, not only do you need to be your own advocate, we need your help in advocating for our community. We hope you're ready to join others and take the challenge in helping IDF improve the lives of our community through advocacy, education, and research.
The Immune Deficiency Foundation was founded in 1980 with two goals in mind. Fill void by creating resources for patients living with primary immune deficiency diseases and help improve their quality of life. As we celebrate IDF's 35th anniversary, our mission has not wavered. Advocacy, education, and research remain the primary focus of the organization, but many challenges remain, just as they did when IDF was founded. First and foremost, patients and families need information. Our national conferences, retreat weekends, and patient meetings throughout the U.S. provide meaningful in-person educational opportunities for individuals and families living in Seattle. Our full spectrum of educational publications aimed at patients and families, as well as healthcare professionals, have been a hallmark of IDF's efforts and have been heralded as the best patient resources of that kind in the world. To provide easier access to more people, our online service has evolved. Ranging from informative to entertaining, we have resources for children, teens, and adults. IDF provides a vital peer support program. Each year, we also help thousands locate specialists to ensure patients receive the best care possible. In terms of advocacy, IDF plays a crucial role in tearing down barriers to care and ensuring better treatment for patients. We work closely with payers to simplify access to treatment while maintaining affordability. We advocate with legislators on a national and state level. Our targeted advocacy efforts were integral to the passage of the Medicare IDF gene demonstration project and helped bring kid newborn screening to more than half the country. But we won't be satisfied until all 50 states are participating. In a research organization, IDF continues to support studies and generate data examining key questions about living in Seattle, driving new programs and future research. IDF is inspired each day in our efforts to make a positive impact on those living in Seattle. We take great pride in being a trusted source for the PI community. But now, we're challenging the PI community to do even more. We're creating and expanding critical initiatives that will sustain and transform IDF's impact for years to come. We'll bring together the passion and commitment of IDF volunteers in a whole new way. We are planning a NEDS volunteer and outreach initiative that will broaden our reach. There will be more opportunities, more ways you can participate and help shape IDF's future. Looking ahead, a pivotal resource for the community is and will be IDF PHI, which helps thousands track and manage their health information electronically. It also holds tremendous value as a portal to research efforts using PI Connect. Now's the time to take action. We challenge you to step up and get involved with IDF today.
So we're at a time that holds such great promise for the future of everyone living with primary immune deficiency. We're counting on you all. Everybody is needed. So again, thank you for coming, and I look forward to seeing you tonight at the Zebra Gala. So attend sessions, meet new people, share your story, and as they say in New Orleans, let the good times roll. Thank you.